Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The proposed Milwaukee Public Schools budget for next year would slash $11 million from the schools and cut more than 140 positions. And the Milwaukee Police Department is asking for the public's help in finding a vehicle involved in a hit-and-run fatality this morning. A 32-year-old man was run down in the 3700 block of West Villard Avenue. The police are looking for a tan or silver 1992 to 1999 Buick LeSabre with possible damage to the front end and windshield. Anyone with information is asked to call MPD at 414-935-7360. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A California company called Lime Bike is checking out Milwaukee to see if we are ready for a pick-up-and-go system of renting motorized bikes and scooters. No docking station is needed for the bikes and scooters. Lime Bike will be hosting a happy hour event this Friday at the co-working space Ward 4, where people can test out the bikes and scooters as well as enjoy complimentary food, beverage, and live music. And the Brewers beat the Reds again last night, 7-6 game. Three of that series is this evening. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's top jobs official says the state will not offer financial incentives to suppliers of Foxconn if they locate a factory in the state. And lake flies, also known as midges, are out in full force along Lake Michigan. Clouds of the tiny insects are rising up out of the lake and looking for a mate. Lake flies do not have mouths, so they don't bite and they don't sting. But runners and bicyclists may get a mouthful while heading down the Oak Leaf Trail. And here is read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Sculpture Milwaukee is coming back for 2018. The urban showcase of modern and contemporary sculpture will feature 21 pieces installed along Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This will be the second year for the project. One of the pieces featured last year was donated to the city and installed on Monday in front of City Hall. Installation of the artwork begins on May 10th, and the works will be on display until October. For information on tours, workshops, and other events, go to sculpturemilwaukee.com. And here is the weather forecast. Forecast for Milwaukee, a 30% chance of rain late this afternoon, and then rain likely tonight, lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, a 70% chance of rain with highs in the low 60s. And for Friday, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 60s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.